done. One click, boom, store is there. Second click, boom, products are in. And I think the next piece is my favorite, is how to get traffic to this. Your page that I was reading said no Facebook, no Amazon. And I'm like, well, how the heck else do you get, you know, like if you're e-com, that's typically where people run to. What is it that you guys discovered that drives all your sales?
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode. It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, bringing you another episode with another amazing entrepreneur. I'm going to tell you something. Today's episode, you're going to have a mind-blown moment, because I did. This is going to be one of those moments where right when our guest reveals the key thing behind this success, you're going to have a smack yourself in the forehead and say, why the heck didn't I think of this? Or why isn't anyone else talking about this? Because I've been in this space for, 16, 17 years, and I never thought of it, never talked about it until they did, until our guest today did. All right. So the title of today's podcast episode is How He Made $76,993 in 24 hours. That's really cool. Using a hidden gem on Google. And guess what? It ain't YouTube ads and it ain't search ads. It's not something you've actually heard about. And it's like dirt easy and dirt cheap to get started with. So we're going to talk about that. But before we can, public announcement. Why the heck are you not a member of Learn Nation, in case you're not? Come on. You got to head on over to LURN.com. Yes, I know we spelled learn wrong. It was by purpose. And the domain was cheaper. LURN.com. Get over there and join us. Be a part of our movement here. All right. We are going to put 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world into this platform. We're going to work together, because together as entrepreneurs, 10 million of us together in one place working, guess what? We're going to change the world. Not the government, not our, you know, leaders in the government. We, as a entrepreneurial community, will change the world. So you can either be a part of the movement, or you can stand by on the side and watch us move right by you. All you have to do is go to learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. It takes like 20 seconds. Get your absolutely free account, and we have tons of amazing free courses and other things available in there for you. And we have so many new features coming out this year. I also want to let you in on something. March of 2020. I have to get used to saying that. I almost said 2019. March of 2020, I will be releasing for the first time something that is many years in the making, all right? And it is going to be an academy that gives you consistent, regular access to me, where I will be teaching my favorite topic in the world: copywriting, conversion, funnels, and psychology and sales. So watch for it. It's going to knock your socks off. It'll happen in March. I'll talk about it on every podcast episode to make sure that every single one of you joins. We also have something amazing happening in February for those of you who are really interested in peak performance. Our lead transformational coach here at Learn, Jeremy Bilotti, is going to be giving you the ability to have him be your peak performance coach. It's going to be pretty awesome. We have a lot of amazing things happening at Learn. So I don't want to get into all of that. I do want to move into our guest today, because it is just a powerful, powerful, powerful session. One last thing. Please go leave us a powerful review at iTunes. And if you want to hear our other episodes, go binge download them. All right, binge us this weekend. Not Netflix. Binge The Fighting Entrepreneur. Go to anikpodcast.com, A-N-I-K podcast. All right, that's a lot of advertising. So let's get into the guest today. I really am intrigued by our guest today. His name is Steve Clayton. I've known him now for years. He's partners with Aiden Booth. Aiden has been a dear friend of mine for even longer than that. I met Steve through the work he does with Aiden. Both of them, to say that they are brilliant marketers would be just a far understatement. We're really blessed to have him with us today. So Steve, thank you so much for being on our episode today, on our show today, and for being willing to divulge the secrets of over $76,000. That's so crazy, man. Thanks for being here.
I'm thrilled to be here. It's exciting.
And, yeah. All right.
And it is a nice bit of a bookend to you being my first event. And that is an absolute true statement.
And I did not, and everyone did, that wasn't like a setup. Like, I wasn't like, oh, we're gonna have Steve on so I can mention that. I didn't actually know that until like 20 minutes ago before we started.
No, because you didn't remember me on it.
Okay. So let's move on with the presentation. Before we get into it, I do want everyone to know. So we are doing, the day that this releases, I'm sorry it's releasing so late for you. I should have mentioned it last week. But the day this releases, tonight, if it's already passed, then you have to watch one of our encores. Public announcement. So I've lost my mind. The webinar is not tonight, actually. It's on the 27th, Monday night. So you have plenty of time. So get your seat saved. Get excited. Watch all the free training. You know, make sure you go through this book until then, okay? So throughout this podcast, I might say a few times, tonight, see you tonight. It's not. It's on the 27th. I lost my mind. I'm sorry. Okay, now back to the interview. We're going to get into far more details of this Kibo system. And everyone who registers for this workshop gets this book for completely free, where they have outlined their entire strategy. You can have it right now. You could be reading it right now in the next like couple minutes. Go to learnlurn.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O, and you'll get this entire thing for free. So after you listen to our episode today, if you want to really put some notes behind it, this is where you go, learn.com/Kibo. Tonight, 9 p.m., we're going to go live. If you're listening to this and it's past Monday, we got encores. You can still go to learn.com/Kibo and get involved. Plus, everybody who shows up for the live presentation, they're going to give you this amazing thing. They're going to literally give you 10 products that you could be earning six figures with right away. Like, these are products you could just go and run with right away. So really cool, amazing opportunity. Take it. Go to learn.com/Kibo. I want to get right into it, Steve. But before I do that, we do have a tradition here at The Fighting Entrepreneur. I need you to raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Okay.
I, Steve Clayton. Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my Kibo secrets. Sweet. We got it on record. That is the oath of the fighting entrepreneur. Steve, I'm going to jump right into this, man. Tell me a little bit about your story and how it leads up to this thing you're calling Kibo, this big innovation we've had in the world of e-commerce that's going to take place in 2020. Talk a little bit about how you got to where you are.
You know, we spend, for our own businesses, we spend a lot of time testing and trying to predict, you know, what's going to happen in the future. And also looking at different areas around the world, other businesses, other entrepreneurs, sometimes within e-commerce, but sometimes, you know, it's completely outside of that, for inspiration and ideas. And, you know, we kind of combine all that with more than a decade of having, you know, tens of thousands of students and understanding where their pain points are. So we feel like, you know, kind of like every year we sort of evolve and produce something better and better and better. And this year with Kibo, you know, we think we've, you know, frankly, I'm not sure how much better we're going to be able to get it, you know, as far as being able to deliver, you know, a complete system, a complete framework, you know, resource kits, software, training, the products themselves actually to sell. Kind of a paid by numbers sort of thing to build an enormous e-commerce business and build it fast. You know, nothing outside of, you don't need anything else outside of what we provide, you know, put it all in a box, put a bow on it. And again, I think the important thing is that it's based on, you know, this sort of evolution of 10 years of training people and yeah. Understanding where their pain points are, where their roadblocks were. And it's supplemented by a Japanese company that we started researching about 3 years ago and really trying to understand their business. Now, they're brick and mortar. They're not actually even an online business, but that doesn't mean that there isn't, you know, and there aren't things that we should be learning. And they really disrupted the industry. It's called Don Quixote, which is kind of an odd name for a Japanese store. And when you go there, it's actually written, you know, in English, Don Quixote. So, you know, combining that, you know, the Japanese company, all these years of training people. And then finally, the last thing that sort of fell into place was circling back to a very, very underused traffic source. You know, it's, you know, a lot of the really hardcore e-com folks out there, you know, people like, you know, GNC or, you know, Under Armour that does their own e-commerce sites and things like that, they certainly are aware of this traffic source and use it. But, you know, your typical business opportunity entrepreneur doesn't. And so it's largely untapped. But the other benefit of it is that it's very, very simple to use, which has been, you know, a bit of a roadblock in the past.
You know the analogy I used. So the title says hidden gem on Google. So this hidden traffic source, it's not hidden at all. It's like staring us in the face. So I used this as an example. I was talking about it to another team member. I said, it's like standing right in front of McDonald's and saying to someone, geez, I really want a hamburger. I just don't know where to go. And you're literally standing right in front of McDonald's, and the person next to you is like, do you see where you are? And you just keep repeating. You're like, yeah, I know. I just wish I had a place I could get a quick, you know, dollar hamburger. Like, I don't have a lot of money. I just want a hamburger. I just want to get it quickly. And you're standing right there. And that's how I felt like when you revealed it. I thought, gosh, why hasn't anyone thought about this? So pretty cool stuff. I love the fact that, you know, the mystery around the idea of just you studied a Japanese company. I know that as you guys were getting ready to release Kibo to the world soon, you and Aiden flew to, you know, to Tokyo, Japan, which Japan is one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. So hello to all my Japanese friends and that are listening from Japan. We actually do really well in Japan. Our podcast does really well there. So you flew there and you made videos and you studied this company and you picked up a ton of things. So you know what? I know everyone listening is like, what the heck is Kibo? What does that have to do with Japan? What are they talking about? So let's move right into round number one. And so let's do it. So many people are teaching e-commerce right now. You can do e-commerce with Shopify. You can do drop shipping. You can do Amazon, fulfillment by Amazon. There's so many things. What are some of the frustrations that you feel Kibo addresses? And then I want to get specifically into like a visualization of how this business model works. But what are some of the frustrations you found in the world of e-commerce? I mean, you've been in it forever.
Yeah, so there's a ton of them. And it kind of depends on which version of e-commerce that you're using. But I'll just list a few of them. You know, finding suppliers, you know, that can be a huge problem for people, particularly if you're talking about needing to drop ship, or at least at first, you know, because, you know, not as many suppliers will drop ship as will just sell you wholesale. So that's one. Trying to figure out, you know, reseller certificates. I mean, it's a pain in the ass. You know, in fact, it's such a pain in the ass that not every state, and this is assuming your market in the United States, not every state even calls them the same damn thing. You know, so you have to kind of figure out what to even ask for, you know, before you even get there. And then, you know, God forbid if you're outside of the United States and want to market to the US market and are trying to get a reseller certificate, that's a huge pain in the ass, you know. Capital required for buying lots of inventory up front. If you're not going to drop ship, you know, that's a huge problem. Cash flow goes along with that. That's a huge problem with e-commerce. If you think about the worst case scenario of cash flow, you think about Amazon private label, you're investing tons of money to build your own product, which, by the way, this is not we have three hugely successful brands, private label. We're about to sell in CVS and Walgreens and Wegmans. And, you know, so we love it. It's great. But for a beginner or for, you know, someone who doesn't do any e-commerce right now, but has other businesses, there are a lot of challenges with it, you know, a lot of roadblocks. And so cash flow, it takes a long time, you know, to actually get the product made, to get it shipped by sea, to turn it around and get the profit, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Picking products, you know, trying to figure out which ones are actually going to sell. Building a website if you're not going to be using Amazon. And then traffic. There's a huge amount of roadblocks with traffic. I mean, Facebook. Let's talk about Facebook traffic. So it's great. It's wonderful. You know, it's reasonably priced if you're doing it properly. It's ridiculously powerful. I would argue it's the most powerful advertising platform that has ever existed. However, that power comes at an enormous cost. And that cost is not necessarily money, although it turns into that. It's complexity. Mm-hmm. You know, there are, I mean, I can count on one hand, I don't know about you on it, but I can count on one hand the number of actual true Facebook advertising experts that I know. And frankly, their expertise becomes out of date in about, you know, 30 days. It's incredibly frustrating. You know, they change their interface about, you know, literally on the fly, about every, you know, 10 seconds.
Well, we have a program here called FB Academy that we find ourselves updating, if not twice a year, sometimes three, but minimum at least twice a year. And it's not just the interface, it's the algorithm definitely changes. So you're 100% right. You know, I'll summarize some of the challenges because we have so many students here we work with every day. And I think some of the biggest challenges that we hear from e-commerce that I feel like you've addressed with Kibo is one is the Facebook ad side. The margins are getting, you know, thinner and thinner with more competition on Facebook. Facebook's charging more money. It's just supply and demand economics 101. It works out. The second thing is China. Your system doesn't require dealing with China, which is actually a huge win, because I'll tell you, when I worked with China, there is a way to make it work, and it's not impossible and it's not that hard to do, but you are dealing with a different culture. You're dealing with people that don't know you. It's hard to build that relationship. Now with all the political things going on, it's hard to know where we're going to go with taxation and with the trade and everything going on. So it's just all a very world of unknown. And then the last piece is capital. Like, that's huge, right? Dropshipping has its wins because you don't need a lot of capital. Any capital, but then you're going to deal with thinner margins, you have cash flow issues, and then Amazon's great, you know, from a margin perspective, but then you've got capital issue, you have to spend a couple grand at least. So Steve, let's get into Kibo. What is Kibo? What is it that you discovered here that you learned? Talk to me, give me a visual of how your system works.
So I think really what it is, it comes down to addressing each of those potential roadblocks and, you know, just trying to get rid of them. So if we start from the beginning, right, you need to have a product to sell. So the way we get around that with Kibo is that we give you the products. So we do that in two ways. And what we're always focused on with Kibo is we're trying to get a win on the board as fast as possible. So we sort of have this concept of fast track and then, you know, sort of a longer scaling process of the business. So for products, we actually give every person who invests in Kibo five products that will work, that you can sell immediately. Okay. In addition to that, and by the way, those products, you know, do not require any kind of reseller certificate, whether you're in the United States or outside the United States. So immediately it takes care of the reseller roadblock. And by extension, it also takes care of trying to, you know, put together an LLC or an international company or anything like that. You don't need to do any of those things because you can just be a sole proprietor or whatever version of that is, you know, sole trader, I think it is in the UK and other Commonwealth countries. So it gets rid of those administrative roadblocks and things like that. And also...
So Steve, can we go even for a minute, because we dove right into products. Like, I mean, even higher level. I'll kind of set the tone for you because I've understood the system. So guys, when you look at let's look at the world of drop shipping. We've heard so much about it. Many that are listening or watching this probably watched a video about it too. Drop shipping is simple, right? You go to Shopify, you set up a store, and you pick products out of the AliExpress that you feel fit your mold. You import them into your Shopify store. Then you run ads for it. And whenever somebody buys that product from you, they give you money. And obviously, if you're buying the product for two, you're charging 20, right? Or 15 or whatever. So you collect 15. What you innately do then is, you know, purchase the product for two on AliExpress, have it ship. So you have the shipment directly to the person's house. Now, this can take a couple of weeks because it's coming from China. It gets shipped from China directly to this person's house. They get a package. They can see, like, why is this thing from China? What's going on? But whatever, the product is in there. And that's great. Just so everyone understands, we love it. I mean, we promote Fred Lam and Zero Up all the time, and we love it and it works. But there's no reason why there isn't a new way and also a way to add to your e-commerce wealth. And so what I took away from there is, you know, you are leaning, first of all, there's lots of areas there where you could kind of fall apart in the old e-commerce model. So one is, like, you know, you got to deal with the tech of Shopify, got to get your store up, you got to get the right apps in, and, you know, there's all costs attached to that. The second thing is picking a product. I mean, yes, you have a formula to pick from, but in the end, you have to pick one out of like a couple of million, few million products on AliExpress, and you don't have any way of really gauging how much competition is out there for it. Third is you have to deal with China, which delays shipping, it could impact quality, and it could be a little bit messy. And the third big part is then you have to spend a few hundred bucks for every product you create or you put in there on Facebook testing it. And so it's an extended process and it takes some time. You, from what I understood of Kibo, Steve, is you went and you saw what this company in Japan does, and you guys had an epiphany of how to bring that into the internet world. So from that high level, tell me how Kibo functions, a visual of how Kibo works.
Okay. If we start with the website, then how about we do that? The idea is that where people have had problems in the past is, as you pointed out, you know, just building a website on Shopify. We use Shopify too. So the challenge there is actually getting it done, but then probably a bigger challenge is, you know, well, what theme am I supposed to use? You know, what are the colors supposed to look like? What's some of the copywriting elements? You know, all that sort of thing. That can be a huge problem for people. So of course, you know, what we do is we just have a push button install. You say, I'm going to start a new Shopify site. You push a button and it installs a best practices template that is proven to convert and work. So now you have your framework, you know, without worrying about those roadblocks. Then it gets into the products that I was talking about. And normally, you know, what you want with an e-commerce store is you want to test, you know, one or two or three products. But you don't want to have an e-commerce site that only has one product on there. And so that's been a roadblock for people. So what we do within Kibo is, again, we give you products. So you can actually just go within with our software. You actually have these products that you've looked through our whole database. You've said, yep, these are the ones I want. And those are yours. They're in your, you know, kind of your wallet or your resource center. And you push a button and you publish that on your site. And the other thing that happens is that you're able to have a very powerful listing builder that kind of walks you through, you know, any kind of copywriting challenges or things like that, because that is, you know, a skill that people definitely get tripped up on. So now you've got your site, you've got maybe one product that you're going to test, and I'll explain the connection to Don Quixote in a second. But now it's kind of empty store. So the other thing that Kibo does at this point is says, well, why don't we just flesh out your store with, you know, 10 or 20 other products that are very, very, you know, they're curated and the listings are well built and great images and all that sort of thing. And so now you've got a, you know, sort of a mature looking site that encourages people to buy and encourages conversions. So this now gives you a platform.
I have a question real quick. So those listings, the product images, they're all done. Someone just has to bring it over into their system. That's it.
Correct.
Okay, so you guys have already handled all that. That work is done. Someone is just literally clicking a button and these things are being imported into their store.
Really clicking a button. Yep, exactly. And so the whole idea, right? Again, the common theme here, at least that I hope I'm trying to get across, is speed and getting rid of roadblocks, getting rid of the points where people have had pain. So now you've got your products up there, and this is really the model of Don Quixote. These guys, Anik, when you were in Japan, did you ever go into one of those?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I might have. My memory is I was going everywhere, so I have no idea.
It's an experience unlike anything else. You go into this store, and you know, typically stores have some sort of theme or niche. You know, their home goods, their electronics, their something. These guys, they'll sell nail clippers and, you know, $20,000 HD TVs, you know. They sell absolutely everything. And, you know, one of the epiphanies out of that is that, you know, e-commerce really can become a lot more product-centric versus I've got to build a camping store, I've got to build a survivalist store, I've got, you know, whatever. You know, so that it kind of frees you up, you know, to really test a lot of different products and to be open to a lot more opportunities. That was one of the things that we took away from their model. The other is the way that they ruthlessly select products and then test those products. And again, it's much harder in brick and mortar, but you know, they have a lot of metrics that they look at. Obviously they're looking at what they can buy a product for. They're looking at what they can sell a product for, but that requires a lot of research, right? You know, you've got to figure out, where else is it being sold? How much is being sold for? So that's a potential profit margin, right? But you have to figure out ways to analyze potential market demand and so on. So they have a whole algorithm that they go through before they decide to test a product. But then they don't buy a billion of them, you know? They buy a few strategic products. They put them in very specific areas of the store that are, you know, sort of high visibility, high traffic. They test them, and the losers, they dump quickly with no risk and no problems. And the winners, you know, they keep and they build and they scale. And so we teach a process that's, you know, very similar to that. And it's very, it's a hell of a lot easier online to kind of mimic that, that process. You have a lot of data elements that are available. So, you know, I was talking about the fast track versus the longer time term scalability. In the fast track, we want to give you products that have already been vetted, that are already curated, right?
So I have a question that comes up, because initially you had also mentioned that you give five products that are, you know, ready to go, click a button. I know you have other products, because guys, if you register for the workshop we're doing, go to LURN.com/Kibo. And for anyone who shows up just to show up and attend the workshop, they're going to give you 10 products. So in addition to those five, 10 products that anyone can basically make over $100,000 in pure profit from in the next 30 days, or that's what they said, which is crazy. Aren't you worried that, I mean, if you guys get hundreds of students doing this and they're all selling the same products, I know this is a question everyone's thinking about right now, doesn't that annihilate the product potential?
Well, they're not going to be selling the same products. These are products that are only for that one particular student. And so obviously we're not going to take, you know, we won't have an unlimited number of students.
That's amazing. So you guys are making it so that everyone's store is different, but the products you have reason to believe that which products you're recommending though that particular student use for themselves, it's going to work. Like, there's a good chance.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe I'm nerding out on this, but I think it's really, it's very cool the way that we did this, because what we do is we actually give them insight into the, when you first become a student in Kibo, you get insight into the whole database and of these picked for your products, and you're presented with a screen full of products, and you can pick any of those to be one of your five, and you slowly just fill up your wallet. And if you don't like any on the page, you just hit refresh. You get a new page of products, and you can pick the five. But once you pick and you say, this is mine, nobody else is going to get it. So it's kind of cool. It's actually kind of a fun little.
No, that is amazing. And I got to tell you, in all the material that I read, and so for whatever this is worth in your marketing efforts, Steve, I did not pick that up. And I feel like that is probably one of the most powerful things about the system, is that you guys are, it's like every person gets their own five. Okay, so just to summarize, you know, the biggest change here is you don't have to be niche specific, which is taught a lot in e-commerce. You need to be Don Quixote. Like, what do you care? You care more about what product sells and propelling that one further in the front. So you can have kind of this Amazon of an e-commerce store, which is just selling a bunch of stuff and these listings, and you can throw them up there. As you start to generate traffic, it'll be very clear which ones are leading, which ones are selling, and you start to put more effort behind those. But you guys have already done a lot of the hard work and done the research, so the products you're starting with already have like a 90% better chance of success because you did the R&D. They don't have to waste their time. And so now you've got, there's no hiring designers and developers and all of that. There's no mucking around with the perfect setup, the perfect apps. Like, everything is done. One click, boom, store is there. Second click, boom, products are in. And I think the next piece is my favorite, is how to get traffic to this. Your page that I was reading said no Facebook, no Amazon. And I'm like, well, how the heck else do you get, you know, like, if you're e-com, that's typically where people run to. What is it that you guys discovered that drives all your sales?
Yeah, it's Google product ads is really what the main traffic source is. But it, surprisingly, it's actually Google and Bing product ads. And unsurprisingly, Bing is an exact copy of Google.
And on Google, it's called Google Shopping, right? Like, so guys, when you go to Google, what's that?
I said it used to be product ads.
Oh, it used to be product ads. Yeah. So when you go to Google and you're setting up ads, they have all these different options. You can do search ads, you can do YouTube. And I've been playing in YouTube now nonstop for months. So that's all I see. But there is this like little lurking option called shopping. And like, I don't think about it. So the reason I use the analogy, everybody, of a burger in front of McDonald's, but not knowing where to go to get a burger, is because Google Shopping shows their ads to people who search for a product on Google who want that product. It's like, I want sandals. You search for, you know, sandals. That's the person you want to show you. And most businesses aren't using it. So guess what? YouTube ads and search ads are expensive. Shopping ads are not, because the the inventory is huge and the demand for it from advertisers is low. So there's this huge missing opportunity that people haven't dove into yet. And that is amazing.
The other thing that is so important about Google Shopping is that the way that you do it is completely different from any other advertising platform. So, you know, we talked about the complexities of Facebook advertising, and it requires a lot of knowledge and diving into the analytics to really understand how to do it and, you know, if you're doing it properly and to optimize it, right? Google AdWords, same thing. It requires much, you know, not as much as Facebook, but quite a bit of analytical, you know, diving into the analytics and figuring it all out. The other thing that it requires in both Facebook and Google AdWords is copyright. I mean, you know, writing search ads and certainly writing Facebook ads, there's a ton of graphic design, copywriting, those skill sets. And these are even harder skill sets to teach or get or pay for than the analytical side, for crying out loud. So you combine both of those two things, and that's why people, you know, get very frustrated with advertising through Google search or through Facebook advertising. But with Google Shopping, it is cake. You do not worry. You never have to analyze anything. It works or it doesn't work right away. And you don't have to do any copywriting. You don't have to do any graphic design. You do absolutely nothing. You tell Google, I would like to advertise my product, and Google figures out the rest. You don't worry about keywords. You don't worry about analytics. You don't worry. I mean, nothing. It's very liberating and very easy.
Just give them a link and just say go. Okay, so again, back to keeping it at a very high level. I want to try to avoid getting into. So we're using a lot of words, and I want everyone to know, like, analysis and research and R&D and all of that. And it sounds scary. So the thing is, guys, Steve is too smart, and that's the thing. We got to remember he's an intellect, so he's going to use big words. But the good thing here is little people like us, we don't need to know what they mean, because big people like Steve are sitting over there using them and doing it right. So the analysis, that's the best part. Product selection and all that, he's done the analysis, and I'd rather him do it than me, because I don't want to do all that data. But he's already done all of that. Now what he's talking about with advertising is so true. You know, all these words like analysis, data compilation, and all, yeah, you have to do it. If you're going to do Facebook ads, YouTube ads, you got to look at the data every day, and you got to know your targeting, and you got to know, you know, got to track it all one by one. But with shopping, the more and more what Google's done is like, go away. We know by what your product is where to show it. Beyond that, go away. When people are searching for your product, we'll put it in front of them. Yeah, obviously they do.
Do it way better than we could.
So let's go back to high level. You come in, you go into their system, you use their one-click software, you get your store is completely up. They've got a plethora of products that they have hand-selected and built the listings for that they believe will already work and sell. You get your choice of which products you want to start with. Five. You pick them. Nobody else using Kibo can then use those five, the listing. So there's an early mover's advantage here. If you get in sooner and you act faster, you'll get more options. You get those listed. The site is up. Products are in. You don't go to any fancy ads. You don't do any organic stuff. You don't have to sit there and do SEO. You go to Google Shopping. You paste your URL into it, and you hit go on the ad. You control your budget, 10, 15, 20 bucks, whatever you want to do, nothing. And beyond that, now Google says, got it. And they start to send you sales. One more high level question, Stephen, then I want you to walk into a case study of, you just finished doing a 10-week case study. And I want to hear about it, because you took someone who literally knew nothing and had nothing and went and put them through this. And apparently there's been results. The next only question I had is, so I got a sale now. You said no China. I got a sale. What do I do now? How does that product actually get to the person's house? Do I have to sit there and package and ship things and manage things out of my garage? What's going on?
Oh, no. All of the, and again, you know, going to this whole fast track versus longer term scaling, all of these initial products, and, you know, really for your first, maybe for your first year, maybe forever, are all drop shipped. So you're not buying any inventory. You're not having to warehouse anything. You're not having to do.
But how is it different then? Because we do drop shipping from China. So if it's still drop ship, what's the unique thing here?
So the unique thing is, well, first of all, it's not from China. None of these suppliers are from China, which is a big deal, because one of the problems, as you pointed out, Ike, was, you know, in addition to dealing with China, it's the time. You know, it takes weeks to get a package, depending on the time of year.
So they're from the U.S.?
Every single supplier is from the U.S. The other thing that's unique with Kibo is that one of the roadblocks that people have is finding suppliers. You know, just finding suppliers who are going to drop ship, finding suppliers who are going to drop ship without a reseller certificate.
So you've already done all that, basically.
And it's all done. So these guys are already all set up. Everything is done. You don't have to talk to anybody on the phone and beg them to be, you know, to sell their stuff. You don't have to say, oh, I want to drop ship. Is that okay? You know, you don't have to do any of those things. You don't have to negotiate terms or anything. It's all done. And it's all U.S.
So here's the funny thing. My round number two was called picking products. How? I'm going to draw a big X through it because I don't really care. It doesn't matter, right? Like, so here's what I want to tell everybody. We will talk more about that in tonight's workshop. I didn't realize just in talking, we're already coming close to 40 minutes here. So we will talk more about picking products in tonight's workshop. I want you to go to learnlurn.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O, join us on the workshop. And we'll go through examples, example after example of how to pick good products. And just what goes into it. But then again, what you have to remember is you can learn how to do it, but you don't need to do it because they've done it for you. My round number three, Steve, was about store building, how to actually build these stores. And I guess I don't really care about that either because you've already gone ahead and you said just use the software you give them, hit a button, and the stores are built. Round number four was about traffic, but I don't really think there's much more to talk about that because, well, Google Shopping, there's nothing to do. There's no strategies. There's no secrets. You need a URL. I mean, if you have a URL and a Google Ads account, you go paste it and say, Google, go. That's it. No targeting, no ads, no copywriting. No, they do everything for you, which is so killer. I do want to talk about how Google Shopping ads work and where they show up. But before we do that, because of where we are in time and everything, so I'm going to summarize one more time for everybody. You come in, you use their one-click system, you hit it, it goes live, the store is up, no tech, no design, no nothing. You go into their product selection system, boom, click, click. You've got your five products up. They're yours, only yours. Next, you take your URL of a live system, paste it into Google Shopping, hit go. All decision you have to make is your budget. And then next, as people are buying, you are simply using American. It's all selected. When you chose your product, the seller that sells that, it was already chosen. You just go, boom, place an order here. It gets shipped quickly because it's a U.S. Supplier. Right to the person who purchased. You had no money out, and you only spent money after you made the money, and you spent much. And so that margins are higher, your ad costs are way lower. I do want to get into. I know we've got the 10-week-long case study, but specifically the promise, you know, for this episode really was boom, 76. Whoa, that's upside down. Boom, $76,000. Can you talk to me this? How was $76,000 made in 24 hours?
I was just, you know, it was a good day. It wasn't even holiday traffic. Although I guess this was the beginning of the ramp up. Cause I think it was November 6th. I don't have the screenshot in front of me, but I think it was November 6th. So I wouldn't even say that it was Christmas shopping yet. Because obviously we saw, you know, some tremendous days after that. But it was just happened to be a really good day on a young store. And we thought it was a really, really inspirational, you know, moment to kind of capture and to sort of, you know, build our message around.
Okay. So nothing special was done. It's just what you talked about. So this is like, there's just no flares, bells and whistles, huh? There's no rockets. This is just store product was in there, Google Shopping. Okay. Did you do any other ads? Are you not telling me about Facebook ads you ran, YouTube ads you ran?
It's Google Shopping and Bing. We all forget about Bing, but it does, you know, it's 20-25%-ish. You know, so
okay. What type of product was it? Can you tell a little bit about what kind of product it was?
I think that was there were three products to it, just like our case study. I believe one of them was a portable scanner. I'd have to go back and check it, but one of them was a portable scanner. And I honestly can't remember the other two. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. But basically, So if everyone wants to know what kinds of products, first of all, you do want to get into this. So the specifics of it are in this book. They talk about it. They give specifics. They show the images. And you can get this right now. You can download this book that they wrote about how they did 76 grand in 24 hours. You can go to lurn.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O, K-I-B-O. So lurn.com/Kibo. When you register for our workshop, you get it immediately for free. I want you to read it. I want you to go through it before the workshop. And then if you show up for the workshop, everybody that shows up live will get 10 products that they recommend so that you can learn the psychology of how to choose great products that work on e-com, specifically with Google Shopping.
That scanner's in one of those 10. So
perfect.
Perfect. So then you can grab that and see how it works. And there's so many opportunities. How many products would you say are in your catalog right now of that students could pick from that you feel confident are winners?
The overall catalog right this minute is at about 2 million. Wow. And you know, the problem with saying, well, how many of those are going to be winners is that the landscape changes. You know, the amount you can buy it for changes, the amount that you can sell it for changes, the level of competition and market demand changes. And, you know, we haven't even talked about, you know, I talked about the fast track, right, where we give you products. The longer term is that we are building out this database to be bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, every single day. And we have very sophisticated software that allows you to go in and say, okay, well, let me pull out products that meet a certain, that currently at this moment in time, meet a certain profit margin, meet a certain market demand by looking at, you know, Amazon demand, Google Trends, Google search volume, a bunch of other, you know, data points like that. It's a little bit more advanced, so, you know, probably not appropriate for us to dive into here, but at a higher level, the idea is get you moving fast, spoon feed you first, fast track, let's build a big business. And by the way, with the case study, you're talking about a $300,000 business. In profit, I'm talking about, you know, per year, with just the products that we give you as an example. And then from there, as you learn, as you grow, and as you want to scale, you'll have this opportunity to work within our much, much larger database and constantly be using this sophisticated software to try and pull out those winners.
So with over 2 million, I mean, there's no shortage of opportunity for people that want to deploy this. Guys, I think the winning part of this system, which I want to move into next, and we'll just do a short round on that. The winning part of this system isn't the product. It isn't the website. I'm telling you right now, it's the low-cost traffic you're going to grab from Google Shopping and Bing Shopping. I mean, that is such a big part of this that I can't believe everyone else out there is missing out on. But now it is, of course, super helpful to have had Steve and their team, Steve and Aiden's team, review this massive catalog of 2 million and find the best opportunities that they believe meet, like he said, search demand, market demand, pricing demand, profit margin, like all of the metrics are there, because something might have a lot of search volume and a lot of market demand, but because of the competition for it already, maybe the price has gone to such a level that you can't actually make any money on it. They won't put that into their, you're just protected against that. They won't be putting that in your thing. I want to move into round number two real quick. So basically how $76,000 was made, everybody, was on three products using this system, set up in a very automated e-commerce store that's built off of Shopify, but mostly built off their template. And what they did is they ran Google Shopping and Bing Shopping ads. This didn't include anything else. And it was a really good day, November 6th, gearing up for, you know, Black Friday, but it wasn't Black Friday. It wasn't. So this is repeatable on other days. It was just, they had three good products that had tested and they were just scaling up their advertising and everything for it. I want to talk about, let's move into round number two. And in this round, we're going to do the 10-week case study. And I want you to talk about what happened with this student.
You know, our stores, I get, you know, you could always say, oh, well, you've been doing it for, you know, 15 years. And we're sensitive to that. So, sure. You know, what we did with this case study is we said, look, let's pick our worst case scenario. So we're going to pick someone who really has no e-commerce experience, no online experience. And, oh, by the way, it was outside of the country, because we thought, you know, that's a roadblock that people often run into. And so we got JB in Argentina, of all places. And we just gave him the training and the tools and our, you know, we gave him five products, just like we're going to give everybody else. He decided to run with three of those products. And there's a bunch of metrics we can look at, but here's one that's exciting for me. The first day, he did $316.13 in sales.
Wow.
It may not seem like a lot, but to JB, you know, who had never made a dollar on, I mean, I remember the first time I made money online. I was in the baggage claim area of LAX, and it was the first moment I thought, well, okay, maybe I can do this. So so day one, $316.13. Day six, $1,301.75. These are sales numbers, and I'll give you some profit numbers in a second. Day 30, $2,174.16 in sales for that day. Day 60, because we expanded it out there, $2,403.64. So you can see it plateaued. But we didn't tell them to scale or anything. We said, look, take it, do the fast track. You know, what can you build? So in 10 weeks, October 10th, this was, and I'll give you the dates, October 10th through December 26th, 10 weeks, $154,000 in sales. It was 153 and change, so I rounded up. $13,000 in returns. $141,000 in net sales then, and approximately $70,000 in profit for that 10-week case study. Now, a couple things to think about there, to talk about. Obviously, Christmas holidays, or, you know, the Christmas season. So, yeah, we get it. It just happened to fall because we wanted to do something that was timely. We didn't want to do something that was 6 months ago. You know, we wanted to do something timely. So, okay, cut it in half, you know. The other thing I would say, along with cutting it in half, would be that that profit margin, which is about 50%, is higher than we typically see, for sure. And that was just, it wasn't necessarily anything more than just, you know, luck. You know, it really wasn't anything else. The product that he picked, the, you know, that kind of thing. So I would suggest that it's more in the range of 30 to 40. So even if we're conservative and we take, you know, 30% profit margin instead of 50, and we, you know, we say Christmas and we discount that heavily, you know, you're still talking about a business that's a $300,000 a year business that this guy built, you know, in 10 weeks. And he was out of the country and never had any experience with
you. Do you talk more about this case study and show some stuff about it in the workshop that's happening?
Oh yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Okay, great.
All right, so
excited about it. We thought, you know, we try and do this all the time. We have a bunch of beta testers, obviously, because you have to. You know, it's not enough that you're just able to do it. You know, you have to be able to replicate it. So we have a bunch of beta testers, but you know, we always feel like, well, just, you know, maybe we helped, or maybe we, you know, is that really, you know, are the controls in place, you know, there for a really good experiment and a really good representation of what this training can do. And so that's why we really are very proud of this case study specifically, and why I think it's the most important number, you know, more than anything else that we have to talk about.
Love it. All right. So another reason I want everyone to go to LURN.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O, because you are going to get, I mean, not only are you going to get these awesome gifts like this one you get just for signing up for the workshop right away, immediately on the other side of the page, you can download it and go through. It's a lot more of the specific step-by-step that we've gone over today on this podcast. And then, of course, if you show up for the live workshop, you get to walk away with 10 actual products that you can look at and how, just list these on Google Shopping and you'd be off to the races making some money. Pretty powerful stuff. So I'm going to move into round number three real quick because I do have some questions. Okay, so round number three. Google Shopping, what does it look like? Can you give me a visual? Like, so I go to Google, let's say I typed in portable scanner. Do ads show up, or do I have to go to shopping.google.com or something to see the ads? Where do these ads show up?
No, you've all seen them. You just aren't aware of what they are. So if you were to type that into, you know, go ahead and type it now into Google, and you'll see what'll happen is you'll see it on the top. It's actually the first thing that's served up almost all the time. And you'll see that on the top, you'll see thumbnails of the actual product that you were looking for, because they were really, really good at trying to suss that out. And then just a link and a price, usually.
And
yeah, right there.
Huh. Yeah, there you go. You see them. I always just thought that's Google being friendly.
Yeah, those are ads.
Well, sort of, because they're making money. But you know what? I actually don't think that. Well, I know Google doesn't make as much money on those ads as they do.
Well,
on
but it doesn't say ads on it. So if you look at it, like, right? With search ads, it says ad, but
you could argue it's supposed to say ads.
Yeah, it doesn't. So like right now, I typed in portable scanner. And I see Amazon.com, Best Buy, then this Leisha Geosystems. I see Amazon again. I see Moonbin. I mean, I just see a bunch of companies. But let me just tell you, two companies that seem to have figured out Google Shopping is Best Buy and Amazon, because they're all over this thing. Really, really cool. This is really neat. So, and so when I'm actually in the system, putting my ad in. All I have to do is paste my URL and give it a daily budget. Are there any other selections? Do I have to upload images to it, or
no? It sucks everything. It's smart enough to just know if you've built your listing properly, which of course you will have done, because it's either done for you or we're walking you through it, you know, through our software. Then all of the data is there for Google to just suck in, and you don't have to do anything. It's quite liberating coming from, you know, I mean, I made my bones on, you know, Google search and copywriting on those ads, and boy, that's, you know, and analyzing all the statistics and everything. And well, it's a friggin', you know, I mean, I love it, but it's not easy.
Well, you're still doing that work. You're doing it for the rest of us now. So like I said, we'll let you do the hard stuff and we'll do the easy stuff. Is Bing exactly the same way? Like Bing shopping ads, like paste a URL?
Oh, Bing is, I mean, you can be sure that anything that Google does, Bing just copies. And
so. What do you suggest as a budget? So let's say tomorrow I do this, because I'm getting kind of interested and intrigued. And I'm wondering, like, you know, during your guys' Kibo launch, if I don't maybe start my own little store and see what happens to it. Yep. But what daily budget do you think I would start at? Like, what would be my...
You could easily just do $5 or $10 and okay. Just to start things out. But then, you know, once you've identified that, you know, you're making money, then obviously, you know, you want to build that up to be as much as you can. There's a limit to how many clicks are available to you. At the price that you're getting.
And what are you seeing kind of cost per click on shopping ads?
I mean, it does depend wildly, you know, yeah. on the product, but it can be, you know, anywhere between 50 cents and $2, you know, I mean, it can be anything.
So even if it's $2, let me draw a little reference here for everybody. So when I'm on YouTube right now doing YouTube ads, we're doing really well. So I talk about like super awesome ROI, very happy with my YouTube ads and only learning more and scaling more. If I'm paying $1 a click or $1.50 a click, that's a good day. Like $1, $1.50 a click. On Facebook, it's the same thing. I'm paying between $1 to $2 a click all day long. But this is like, think about the click. So I'm on YouTube and I'm basically saying, get this free report, come join me, et cetera, et cetera. And so someone's like, oh, okay, I'm curious. I was really going to go watch this funny cat video, but since Onik popped up and wants to give me this free report, sure, I'll give it a shot. So this is like literally someone walking down the street and you run up to them and you're like, hey, are you interested in this? And they're like, okay, sure, I'll listen to more. Versus someone is at line at McDonald's for a burger and you walk up to them and you're like, hey, you want a better burger? Like, cheaper, you know, and they're like, yeah, I'm hungry for a burger. Sure. That's the, I will pay $1 a click on Google Shopping all day long because that person was ready to buy. They're making, they're, it's even better than search ads. Like this is legitimately, because if you look at, so everyone who's watching right now, you can go to google.com and type in like portable scanner or portable, whatever, type in any word. The listing, there's no words. It's the picture. It's the title. The title is the name of the product. So it's not like you know, your next copywriting. You're just the title of the product, the price, the name of the store, and the reviews. And here's what I love about the fact the price is in there. So when you end up paying someone like Google $1, $1.50, or even $2 for the click, that's after they saw the picture, they saw the name, and the price. And then they still said, I'm going to click. So that is like that is such a hot and warm that search ads don't even give you that. Search ads don't give you the picture. They don't give you the price. They don't give you any. This thing is like the person's like, I'm in, like I'm ready to do this. And so I'll pay $1 a click for that all day long.
Yeah, the commercial intent is through the roof, and the qualification of that person, as you pointed out, because they've already seen the price, everything is also through the roof. So it's the most valuable click you can get, frankly, because
awesome.
Of that.
Whew. All right. Well, you know, it's crazy because I wish there was a lot more I could pick and prone at you about Google Shopping ads, but they're so freaking simple that it just isn't that complicated. There's not much more to talk about. So the system is that simple. I think for everyone listening right now, you want to show up for the workshop so that you can actually see it play out. They'll give you a very, like, you know, you have the visual demo. You obviously get this amazing book for free, which also gives you all the visual demos and explanations of the specifics. And then you want to really consider joining Kipo because, I mean, all the hard work is done, right? It's one thing. You can do this on your own. Like, I think they're teaching enough and giving away enough of the secrets. I mean, just even this podcast, you can do it on your own now if you want. Just go find some products, build a Shopify store, you know, trust that you found a good product and launch Google Shopping ads. The thing, though, is wouldn't you rather just do it with all of that work done and knowing that you're coming into it with a 90% surety? That's why I think you should show up for the workshop to get all this amazing content, but then also to watch them go through the system. So one last time, everybody, LURN.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O. If you're watching on YouTube, the link should be in the description as well. You can click it. Register, save your seat for the workshop, come get a bunch of awesome free training, grab some free gifts for showing up, and then, of course, from there, go out and execute. You can do it on your own, or you can use their system to do it. They talk about that on the workshop, so it's pretty out there in the open. Steve, this has been really eye-opening, man. I don't know. The people online always look for, like, how do I click to make money? And I think of all the things I've seen, this is probably the closest I've seen someone get to it. Plus, you've got all the case studies and the proof factors behind it. So really exciting stuff. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing so openly. Very rarely does someone who has a big launch coming up and they're talking about their system ever just reveal all the biggest pieces of it. And you did. And I think that that's super powerful. So for more details and more specifics, you've got this free book you can read right now, learn.com/Kibo, plus the workshop coming up. And anyone who comes to the workshop also gets the 10 products chosen for you for free. Steve, any last words you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, as you pointed out, we only do this once a year. And we put a lot of effort into this. And then we put a lot of effort into, you know, sort of shepherding our students through the whole process. We're not out, you know, going and selling something else in 3 or 4 months. So, I mean, you could be sure that we're going to be there with you and helping you. And I think that that's, well, I hope that that's worth quite a bit. So we'd love it.
It's worth everything. And like I said, this won't be repeated, by the way. The workshop is a one-time shot. You can watch it, then it's done. So, ladies and gentlemen, having said that, we'll see you at learn.com/Kibo. We'll see you live on the workshop with Steve and Aiden. You get the chance to meet also Aiden, his partner. And for those of you watching, I have also done a free training video for you. So what I've done is I've been studying what they're doing to a lot more detail. I've had, of course, background access to Steve and Aiden, ask questions. So the training that I've done, which shows you how the system works at a higher level, is also available as soon as you opt in and save your seat for the free workshop. So when you go to learn.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O, you will see the next page, a video starts with me. And on that, I'll kind of give you I do my scribble pad session where I give you the high level visual of how this works so that you get more information about it. And then, of course, show up for the workshop and that'll really handle everything. Having said that, please head on over to iTunes and head on over to onicpodcast.com. Go to onicpodcast.com to binge all of our other episodes and go to iTunes to leave us a great review and tell everybody about the Fighting Entrepreneur. Yes, even your grandma, because it's never too late to be an entrepreneur. Let's all come together and save this world as an entrepreneurial community. Make sure you join us at LURN.com. Get your free account set up. Go to learn.com/Kibo, K-I-B-O, and join us for this amazing workshop. Get your free books and watch the journey as we reveal what Kibo is and how you could get involved with Kibo before it closes down. Having said all of that, everybody, thank you so much. Steve, thank you again to you. I know that you're in the middle of this huge launch. You only do once a year, yet you found time to be with us today. I appreciate that so much. And a big shout out to your business partner, Aiden, as well. All right, everybody, it's been another great episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week or on the next episode whenever I decide to release one. This is Onyx and Call signing off and telling you to go out there and fight for your dreams. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.